But I never did see them do that.
You never did see them. You just heard about it.
I just heard they always hung up on nails.
Well, do you ever remember hearing of a piece of furniture called a sofa back
then? Yeah, I've heard them called sofas all right now. There's a kind of a sofa or something other that's got a whole seat all the way across. Now, hers in three pieces over there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see, yeah.
You know, there's some of them is all together all the way across. Mm-hmm. And then some of them will just break down and make a bed right there. Just flare out just like that. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what you call them things.
We had
one of them.
Oh, you had one.
The back would fall down that way, and you could pull the front out, and the back would fall down, and they'd just make a big old flat bed. Mm-hmm. And then we had one that you could get hold of and pull, and keep pulling on out in the hall, out in the floor, and it'd make a bed.
Now, when you were a boy in your house, do you know, was that homemade furniture or store-bought furniture, you think?
Well, I think when I was a boy, most all of it was iron furniture. Well, you know, as far as bedsteads, it's all this iron bedsteads. Mm-hmm. And then what furniture they had, it was bought furniture. It wasn't homemade. I never did see too much homemade furniture. Mm-hmm. But
that's kind of earlier times, I think.
Tell her about your organ. Mother had.
Yeah, we had one. It's over here at Sue's now. You see it out there at Sue's?
I haven't ever been out there.
Well, she got it out there. It's a it's a real old organ. It was brought from my older sister. And they brought it in from over in England. Somewhere that I have a knife. They made it over there and shipped it here. It's a pretty piece of furniture, and it'll still play.
Oh, it
will. And that's out there at Sue's out there. At that museum out here on this side there, like that.
Uh-huh.
You could stop there and look at it sometime. Sue Berry's runs it out there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But one of my nieces, she fell heir to it, and she just sort of got crowded around home, and she wanted to donate something to it to keep. Mm-hmm. She won't let them sell it. A lot of people want to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not supposed to sell it. Well, they can't sell it because it's hers. She just put it out there for sightseeing. They began to get furniture in from over in England in 1800.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I've been to many of these souvenir shops and things, and seen all this old stuff. Until I can just nearly picture what they used, but I never did use any of it. But we've been in about 35, 40 different states, and we always go to all them museums and look at
everything.
And we go and look at all them places and all that. Worst what gets me, whenever I see one of those human skeletons hanging up on the wall.
I know.
Just never chills me.
Oh, I know.
You'll see one of them. They always have one of them. Just about. Sue down here's got a head of somebody.
Oh, really?
Just from here up.
Oh.
Yeah. But I don't care enough about
that. I don't think I care anything about that either. In the bedroom, when they have a piece of furniture that would have drawers in it to put clothes in. What'd they call that?
Well, there would be a chest of drawers, or there'd be they just call them dresser drawers. That's about all I ever heard tell of. And they would slide in out of the way and back forth.
Mm-hmm.
And you could buy, in them days, you could buy those dressers. You bought an iron bedstead, but you could get those dressers to come with them,
mm-hmm.
with those big drawers that disappeared, pushing back in there.
Would they have a mirror with it?
Yeah, the first one I ever saw mother have down there, she had a great big old mirror. I mean, that thing taking up one side of the house, as far as the dresser was. It went as wide as the dresser. Well, my wife's got one back down there now. It's that wide, too. And they say and then they had washstands. They used to have what they call a washstand dresser, and it was a little round mirror. Then the boat had it in the dining room or somewhere where you wash your face or something, comb your hair, and that was that part of it. It wouldn't be for the girls. It wouldn't be a dressing table.
It wouldn't, yeah.
Be for the dressing room, like for women. It'd just be for you to comb your hair.
Did
like
she
you.
Have a wash bench out on the back porch?
Yeah, always had a wash bench out. Towel and everything out on the back porch, because mother didn't have all that much room, and she was trying to cook dinner, but she didn't want all everybody in there in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd always go out there and and wash your face and have an old comb up there on the wall, because it didn't always stay pretty dirty, but still didn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm.
It would.
Where did they have a piece of furniture? You remember remember that was a big piece of furniture, like to hang clothes in.
Well, that would, no, I don't know where they
ever heard of anything called a wardrobe?
Yeah, they used to have what they call a wardrobe. I've heard tell of a wardrobe, all right, and that's where you keep all your clothes. Of course, a long time ago, they'd have a wardrobe that you could move around.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then, and you move them from, when you move, well, you move your wardrobe and your clothes would hang up in there.
Uh-huh.
Of course, nowadays, you don't have no wardrobe, you just build your clothes in uh-huh. every house you go
well,
in.
Did they
have
closets in those days? In the houses? Did they have a closet in the house?
Not as I ever knew. I never did know anything about any closets.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
They just had those big wardrobes that they hung the clothes up in, uh-huh. and that's all uh-huh. they had.
Uh-huh.
And, but now they have a house full of closets. And,